There's something interesting happening across the pond today. It is the third annual International Congress on Love and Sex with Robots. It is taking place in the UK today and tomorrow. And on the live line is Professor Julie Wask from the UK. Julie, thanks for being here. You are one of the speakers today, and your subject matter is female robots as the perfect woman. This is for real?
Yes, it's what I'm going to be talking about. It's based on a book I wrote called My Fair Ladies about female robots.
My Fair Ladies. How,
yes. It's about the way men very often use science and technology to create their ideal woman.
And is that what's happening right now?
Right now, someone's talking about the ethics of using robots, whether you should treat them as a machine or whether if they have artificial intelligence that you have to treat them very ethically and morally.
Well, how, I'm curious as to how this whole Congress in the UK got started. And are we at the point where we have to consider this as a viable option in a romantic mate?
Well, this is the topic, love and sex with robots, and there people argue that at some point people are, this is, it sounds like a joke, but they're serious, going to marry robots, that people who are lonely, for example, may find them good to have as companions, and I think it's in the future.
Is this, Julie?
Well, it might be right.
Is this the 2017 version of the blow-up doll?
It is, and in a couple months, I'm going to be talking about robots that can have conversations.
Well, so that would be nice, I guess, as a precursor to all of this eventually. But it sounds like your talk, Female Robots as the Perfect Woman, comes from a slightly different bent.
Yes, it does. It's like it's a little concerned that very often it's men have an ideal notion, like it's kind of based on the Stepford Wives,
yeah,
that you can create a robot female and she'll be better than a real woman. She won't have what you consider flaws, and she'll always be available, and she'll be beautiful, and really has no mind of her own.
Well, a question for you is, I guess I have so many of them, it's hard to come up with one, but is this, one way around the Me Too movement?
Oh, what do you mean way around?
Well, I guess if you've got a female robot, chances are, at least at this stage of the game, that they're not going to take you to court over sexual misconduct and probably...
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, some people argue this, it'll be better in the long run because there'll be fewer assaults on women, for example.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That's been going on for decades, that sort of argument.
Yeah, there is going to be a speaker later on who's really very much against them. She feels that objectifies women.
Yeah.
And it kills relationships. And I believe that, too. I feel that it'll be very challenging for women to have relationships with men if they feel that men really prefer that kind of certain kind of woman that is very unrealistic.
That can be, right, created in the lab. And, we've always wondered about how to close the gender gap. I'm not sure this is the exact way to do it. And what is the content of your speech today?
My speech is about, the book I wrote is about movies and television and how women robots have been depicted. But yeah, that very often they were these very compliant ladies, as in the Stepford Wives.
Yeah.
Oh, the Jetsons. Actually, Jetsons had a really good.
Yeah, she was. Name. Yeah, she was. She was a great wife, Joan Jetson.
She was sassy, so I liked that.
Yeah, yeah.
Her name was Rosie. So it's a kind of history of it, but I think what's happening is a lot of the new robots that are going to come out are still going to be stereotyped women, and I kind of feel I'd like to see a different kind being made. But
what would your female robot be like if you could choose?
Well, the robots that are going to have conversations that are with artificial intelligence, they're always going to defer to men and not have their own opinions. But I'd like to see a female robot who can be just be able to assert herself and not be 100% agreeable all the time.
Is there any discussion at all about male robots here?
There will be probably, and some of the same manufacturers are producing male robots. I think it's not a huge demand for them, which is a whole other kind of interesting
story. That's a whole other subject. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it is. Well, and I think there may be some transgender ones, too.
Well, it is an interesting subject matter, that is for sure. And Julie, thanks for taking time out of the conference today to chat with us. We appreciate that, and good luck with your speech.
Okay, thanks so much.
That is Professor Julie Wask. She is from New York and at the Third International Congress on Love and Sex with Robots. Thank goodness we didn't have time to talk about one of their subjects today. I don't even want to know what teledildonics is.